Macmillan Audio presents Travels in Siberia, read for you by the author.
Part 1, Chapter 1. Officially, there is no such place as Siberia. No political or territorial entity has Siberia as its name. In atlases, the word Siberia hovers across the northern third of Asia unconnected to any place in particular, as if designating a zone or a condition. It seems to show through like a watermark on the page. During Soviet times, revised maps erase the name entirely in order to discourage Siberian regionalism. Despite this invisibility, one can assume that Siberia's traditional status as a threat did not improve. A tiny fraction of the world's population lives in Siberia. About 39 million Russians and native peoples inhabit that northern third of Asia. By contrast, the state of New Jersey, where I live, has about a fifth as many people on about 0.0015 as much land. For most people, Siberia is not the place itself, but a figure of speech. In fashionable restaurants in New York and Los Angeles, Siberia is the section of less desirable tables given to customers whom the maitre d' does not especially like. In one of the most